Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davey Crockett when we need him?
Three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Maggie Haberman, one of the New York Times journalists most affected by Trump derangement syndrome, tweeted last Tuesday that Donald Trump has been telling a number of people he's in contact with that he expects he will get reinstated by August. Now, because Haberman doesn't have the best reputation for reliability, many people discounted her statement. But then Charles C.W. Cook, who writes for the fanatically Never Trump National Review, confirmed that his sources agree with her sources. I can attest from speaking to an array of different sources that Donald Trump does indeed believe quite genuinely that he, along with former Senators David Perdue and Martha McSally, will be reinstated this summer, two offices summer, after audits of the 2020 elections in Arizona, Georgia, and a handful of other states have been completed. I can attest, too, that Trump is trying hard to recruit journalists, politicians, and other influential figures to promulgate this belief, not just as a fundraising tool or an infantile bit of trolling or a trial balloon, but as a fact. That sounds scary, doesn't it? I'll talk a little bit more about what Mr. Cook has to say in just a minute. But someone who likely talked to Trump himself rather than talking to people who talk to other people says that this is all nonsense. Liar Trump said Thursday that people are getting worked up over nothing, and her father-in-law does not actually expect to be reinstated as president in August, despite reports stating otherwise. She said, as far as I know, there are no plans for Donald Trump to be in the White House in August. Maybe there's something I don't know. She said that to Fox and Friends on Thursday. But no, I think there's a lot of folks getting a little worked up about something just because maybe there wasn't enough pushback, you know, from the Republican side. So no, I have not heard any plans for Donald Trump to be installed in the White House in August. So, young Miss Trump is... she's very much in the inner circle, the innermost circle, and so she's a person to take more seriously than a New York Times hack or a fanatically Never Trump journalist. But now comes the fun part. Let's play a little game of what if. Let's pretend. And to do that, here's what Cook wrote based upon his assumption that Trump is planning to ride into D.C. on a white horse to reclaim the throne, although I may be confusing things with Mary Tudor when she took the throne back from the ill-fated Lady Jane Grey in 1553. He writes, the scale of Trump's delusion is quite startling. This is not merely an eccentric interpretation of the facts or an interesting foible, nor is it an irrelevant example of anguish post-presidency chatter. It's a rejection of reality, a rejection of law, and ultimately a rejection of the entire system of American government. There is no reinstatement clause within the United States Constitution. Hell, there's nothing even approximating a reinstatement clause within the United States Constitution. The election has been certified. Joe Biden is the president. And until 2024, that's all there is to it. It does not matter what one's view of Trump is. It does not matter whether one voted for or against Trump. It does not matter whether you view Trump's role within the Republican Party favorably or unfavorably. Cook is correct that there is no reinstatement clause in the Constitution. However, the Constitution is grounded in, among other things, British common law, which was the backbone of the founders' understanding of the political world. When they wrote the Constitution, they were improving on British principles, not overthrowing them. One of the core principles of common law is that agreements that result from fraud are void ab initio. So in other words, fraud means that an agreement never existed in the first place. So everything that flows from fraud is done away with and matters are returned to the status quo ante, that is the place to which they were before the fraud began. Now, if you apply this theory to the Constitution's rules for election, which are nothing more than an agreement between the government and the people, and if the various election audits show that fraudulent elections led several states to certify Biden as the winner, you don't need a reinstatement clause in the Constitution to right the wrong done to America. Good old British common law is more than enough to say that the election result was void ab initio, and that America needs to return to status quo ante preceding Biden's inauguration. Nothing radical about that at all. It's just the law. I found that quite amusing. But I often find stuff like that quite, especially when Trump derangement syndrome is involved. It's just one of them things. Before we go to break, I saw this, and this is coming out of the USA Today. Did you know that you're part of the murder culture now if you own a gun? What we have here coming out of the USA Today was basically just a roll call of all of the rampage shootings that I also find appalling. But this is to, you know, get out here and do a little shock treatment to all of you. Like, lost amid the weekly spasms of gun violence, the latest, a shooting spree outside a Miami area banquet hall early Sunday that left 2 dead and 21 wounded, are the numbers documenting America's love of unique love affair with guns. Whether the result of a constitutionally guaranteed right to own a gun or a natural consequence of a U.S. history forged by conflict and rugged individualism, or both, USA's gun culture is without peer. There are more guns than people in the United States, with 121 firearms for every 100 residents. And although the weapons are concentrated in about a third of the United States households, which is a lie, America has less than 5% of the world's population, but 40% of the privately owned guns. War-torn Yemen holds second place with 53 firearms per 100. Whether a corollary to that or not, gun-related homicides and non-suicide shootings have risen just as fast, with a 25% jump in 2020 over 2019. Never mind about all those pesky riots. According to an analysis by the gun control group Everytown, firearm deaths of all types of guns last year will likely exceed 40,000, marking 2020 with the highest gun-related death rate in two decades. Now, one thing that they don't say here that I'm not seeing is where they get out here and start talking about suicide. Because sometimes they will mention the suicide as long as they can take the suicides and make out like suicide would go down if there were no guns. But you know, here's the thing about this, and they're pointing this out. 3/4 of U.S. homicides are related to guns, whereas in Canada it's 39%, Australia 22%, England and Wales 4%. Well, how are they having any in England and Wales? I thought they had gun control. And they also think that the states with the most gun ownership have the highest rate of death, all that other fun stuff. USA Today, gotta love them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I can't believe you found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Excuse me. That wasn't cool. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantis.com. DeSantisHolster.com.
Boom. There we go. Haven't talked too much about this. Those of us that thought the Never Trumpers were actually conservatives who just disliked Trump's flamboyance kept reminding them that one of the most consequential things a president can do is to put on the federal bench judges who believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. That these agreements and arguments were right on the money was shown this past Friday when U.S. District Court Judge Roger Benitez, a Cuban-born George W. Bush appointee, ruled that California's 32-year-old ban on so-called assault weapons violated the Second Amendment. Boom. A press release from the Firearms Policy Coalition, which challenged California's assault weapon ban, explains the ruling. Today, Firearms Policy Coalition announced that Judge Roger T. Benitez of the Southern District of California has issued an opinion in Miller v. Bonta, previously Miller v. Becerra, holding that California's tyrannical ban on so-called assault weapons is unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. The opinion, along with other filings in this case, can be viewed at theassaultweaponlawsuit.com. In 2019, FPC developed and filed Miller v. Becerra, a federal Second Amendment challenge to California's Assault Weapon Control Act ban on common semi-automatic arms with certain characteristics, including those with ammunition magazines, that can hold more than 10 rounds. Throughout the lawsuit, FPC argued that the state's ban prohibits arms that are constitutionally protected, no more lethal than in certain arms that are not banned, commonly possessed, and used for lawful purposes in the vast majority of the United States. In the opinion, the court ruled that many categories of firearms California bans as so-called assault weapons are protected by the Second Amendment, and that the Second Amendment stands as a shield from government imposition of that policy. And it went on to order an injunction against defendant Attorney General Rob Bonta and his officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys, and those persons in active concert or participation with him, and those duly sworn state police officers and federal law enforcement officers who gain knowledge from this injunction order or know of the existence of this injunction order, preventing them from implementing or enforcing. This is not Benitez's first Second Amendment rodeo. In 2019, he held that California's law prohibiting acquisition and possession of magazines able to hold any more than 10 rounds places a severe restriction on the core right of self-defense of the home, such that it amounts to a destruction of the right and is unconstitutional under any level of scrutiny. In April of this year, he struck down a California law requiring people to get a background check to buy ammo, holding that that law also violated the Second Amendment. Benitez argued that background checks hurt legal ammunition buyers while doing very little to prevent criminals from getting their hands on ammo. And he noted that the law blocked legitimate ammo sales to law-abiding citizens about 16% of the time. Criminals, tyrants, and terrorists don't do background checks, the judge said. The background check experiment defies common sense while unduly and severely burdening the Second Amendment right of every responsible gun-owning citizen desiring to lawfully buy ammunition. Benitez was born in Havana, Cuba, and it's likely that he either remembers the revolution or heard about it from his family members. His parents, his uncles, his aunts, his grandparents. Either way, he understands that the only bulwark citizens have against a tyrannical government or any of the other dangers arrayed against it is the right to bear arms. And again, the fact that he was appointed by George W. Bush is a reminder of why the Never Trumpers were never so wrong. Just every time they open their faces. Now, what does this mean? Well, of course, they're going to appeal this. They're going to do whatever they can do to get what they want, to impose their will. That's a definite. It's a definite going to happen. And in the interim, the problem I have with California and their gun control regime is one day California is going to have a really bad earthquake. And that's going to be a really bad natural disaster. And a lot of just regular people are going to be without anything. They're not going to have power. They're not going to have water. They've been told by their local governments to be prepared to do without services for up to 4 weeks. That's an awful long time when you're not prepared for anything. And the reason I know they're not prepared for anything is while they're telling some of these locales, or supposedly telling some of these locales, when you ask some of the law enforcement out in California, they're like, I haven't heard that. Now, that's a bad sign. Now, one thing that would protect a neighborhood would be 5 or 6 or 7 or 20 people armed with AR-15s. That would be a deterrent. Now, it probably doesn't happen, but, especially in California, I mean, I've got enough of them here to where I might be able to arm some of my neighbors, but I'm sort of reluctant to get out there and say, well, that's definitely what I'm going to do. Because I don't know what they're good at, or if they'd be good to have on my side. Because that's what it will boil down to in the event that everything goes bad. And in California, it's not a matter of if it's going to go bad. It's when. And in the interim, they've got all these politicians treating them like children. Treating them like children. Just makes you wonder. It just makes you wonder. Well, no, it doesn't make me wonder, because I know they don't care about their people, their constituents. I know that. They don't look at them as constituents. They're subjects. They're under their rule. Not under their term. Or at least that's, they're not going to say that out loud, but that's what they think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going to hold a border security summit near the Mexican border this week. The governor's office says Thursday the event will be in the border town of Del Rio, which will feature comments from Abbott and other state officials on what's being done to protect the border. You're listening to USA Radio News. Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice, known as just-in-time inventory management, exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic face shortages from chicken wings to lumber. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling for the resignation of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president. McCarthy saying he doesn't know how the American people can have trust in Dr. Fauci. This coming after 5,000 emails of Fauci's were released from 2020 due to a Freedom of Information Act request. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. I walk around on a daily basis armed. In the background playing in my head, I'm hoping that I don't have to pull a weapon. Everything I have done, everything I've tried to become, everything I try to pick up is all based upon learning how to avoid the gunfight, and then if I am pressed into the gunfight, to being hyperviolent. Plain and simple. Thus far, I've been okay. You know, I've been good to go. I have not had to shoot anybody. Now that I'm getting older, I'm constantly on the lookout. I don't even go to most places where most things are going to happen. So, you know, I'm short-circuiting a whole lot of things before they ever become an issue. And then, coming from the side of the aisle that claims that I am racist, that I am violent, that I'm a child killer, I am a this, I'm a that, we get this. A New York-based psychiatrist telling an audience at the Yale School of Medicine in April that she had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way. Dr. Aruna Kilanani, I believe is her name. And she's the one spewing the race-hating virtual remarks, in which she also said she'd walk away from the shooting with a bounce of my step, and that white people make my blood boil and are out of their minds and have been for a long time at the Ivy League institution's Child Study Center on April the 6th. Now, here we have an individual who's supposed to be a doctor. She's a psychiatrist, an MD. Yeah, and she's a racist. This is racism. This is true racism. There's no segment of America or the human race that as soon as I see them, I just can't wait to mow them down in a hail of gunfire. Not a one. As a matter of fact, the list of people that I would shoot is so narrow that it comes down to only the ones attacking me. Anybody not attacking me or somebody around me at any given time has very little fear of me. Audio of this talk was posted on the Substack online platform of the former New York Times opinion writer and editor Barry Weiss on Friday, along with an interview of Kalanani conducted by writer and podcaster Katie Herzog. A flyer promoting the talk and posted online by Weiss titled the lecture, The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind, and included learning objectives such as set up white people's absence of empathy towards black rage as a problem and understand how white people are psychologically dependent upon black rage. Okay, first and foremost, these people are supposed to be doctors, and they're diagnosing a bunch of people they have never examined, aren't they? And they're doing it based on race, which is also, once again, racism. Kalanani opened her remarks by telling the audience, I'm going to say a lot of things, and it will probably provoke a lot of responses, and I want you to just maybe observe them in yourself. My first question is this. Were there Caucasians in the audience? Because I don't know. You know, I wasn't there. Before this, she then added prayers for DMX, who, you know, passed away recently. Before discussing what she described as the intense rage and futility people of color purportedly feel when talking to white people about racism. You know what, lady, and this is the truth. Anybody out there listening, if you're Caucasian, you too are a person of color. We are all people of some color or another, period. Like it or not, I don't care if you tried to... I've been dealing with people that conscript vernacular for 10 years now, and that is simply another one of those things. Trying to get out there and making you separate from me? That's the most racist thing you could do if it's only going to be based upon my skin color. Totally, completely racist. Kalanani, though, she said, we are calm. We're giving, too giving, and then when we get angry, they use our responses as confirmation that we're crazy or have emotional problems. It always ends that way, happens every time, like a blank timer, you can count it down. Nothing makes me angrier than a white person who tells me not to be angry because they've not seen real anger yet. And then she began to talk about how she systematically cut off most of her former white friends around 5 years ago. She said, I stopped watching the news. Once I started, I couldn't stop. It was also a public service. I had fantasy. This is where she says this. And here's the thing. Okay. It's okay if you're a racist, in my view. That's fine. But once you start crossing the boundaries of hurting people, now you're coming somewhere where you're not really even equipped to consider it. Because I walk around daily praying that I don't have to get in a gunfight. And you're making it sound like, Have you ever seen a revolver? Do you know what a revolver, how much one weighs or something? Have you ever seen any of that? So having said all that, having asked you these questions, do you also understand that it's not going to be free to do that? And I don't mean you'll get caught by the police or something else. What if you're in some locale where they allow armed self-defense? Are you going to call that person who defends himself against your white rage, your rage against white people, are you going to call them racist for daring to try to want to live in the face of your onslaught because you are a person of color? You think killing somebody that's a Caucasian is doing the world a favor? Later on in the talk, she claimed that conversing with white people about racial issues was useless because they're on the wrong level of conversation. White people are out of their minds. They have been for a long time. White people feel that we are bullying them when we bring up race. No, I don't at all. I don't feel like you're bullying me. As a matter of fact, I feel contempt for you because you don't bring up race. You're not out there saying, can we have a discussion about racism? You're saying I'm a racist. There's a big difference between those two. And I don't feel like you're bullying me. I just think you're playing around in a pond you do not understand. So, since she gave this little chat, she has failed to respond to any requests for comment, even though people like Dr. Carol Swain, a black physician, has gotten out there and said she does not deserve to practice medicine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The great progressive dream is to dispense with rule by us mere citizens in favor of a government staffed by technocratic, disinterested experts who selflessly apply the principles of science, social science, and real science, to create a better, more efficient, effective, and impactful society. Of course, the progressive advocates of expertocracy assume that these experts will share their coastal, urban, and blue perspectives, mores, and values. Funny how that works. And it has been working for them, at least. We normals are now expected to defer and submit to the commands of the unelected functionaries bossing us around for our own good, though this is only good for those said experts and their fellow travelers in the ruling class. Over about 250 years, America has gone from its leaders being selected on the basis of the divine right of kings to its leaders being selected on the basis of the divine right of nerds with advanced degrees from Yale. Probably the same Yale audience that was listening to this Dr. Aruna Falanini. The sordid reality of our glorious expert cast is exemplified by that Nimrod gnome Fauci taking a break from generating conflicting stories about how he helped fund a Chi-Com bioweapons lab to giggle in his emails about how Brad Pitt played him on Saturday Night Live, a TV show that was last funny when I was last young. And I'm talking about 17, 18, 19. So, even alleging that the experts in comedy are falling short, you know? It might be one thing if the experts demonstrated some sort of expertise. You know, that's expert expertise. You know, you think that. If these doofuses could actually make the trains run on time. or at least our trains run on time. But our experts today are such that they think it's a great idea to spend billions on high-speed trains running between Bakersfield and Fresno, the one choo-choo journey on Earth where you desperately want to be late. Have you noticed that all of the experts suck? Stink? I mean, whatever words you want to stick in there. I can't use some of them. The experts on war haven't won one in 20 years. The experts on diet told us for decades we needed to eat processed carbs and eschew the meat our ancestors thrived on. The experts on finance gave us 2008. The experts in healthcare gave us Obamacare. And this is not new. Long ago, the experts gave us eugenics and the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Perhaps the best proof one might offer to support the notion of systemic racism, since, of course, the experts are a key component of the system. Now, experts are not always wrong. In fairness to Fauci, he was right about COVID, at least for a minute. And that's only because over the last 18 months, the ubiquitous shrimp has literally taken every possible position on the pandemic. So he was bound to have been right at least once, simply because of the sheer number of different and often contradictory poses that he struck. Remember the great mass circle of jerking us around? He just had a bunch of FOIA'd emails reiterate that idiocy. First, masks were good. Then, masks were bad. Then we needed two masks, and they were good. Then I talked to somebody who actually had the patents, and he told me they weren't good or bad. They were just ineffective. But you would think one of the things that Fauci had to say would be right, right? And then there's the Wuhan lab lies. Oh, well, I never. The thought that commies might have let a bug out of their lab is preposterous, unscientific, and worst of all, racist. So say they. Yet it was a real stretch for those nuts on the internet to think the source of the bat coronavirus outbreak might not be the pangolin buffet just around the corner from one of the only labs in the world doing U.S.-funded Frankensteinian experiments on bat coronaviruses. So nutty, in fact, that the smart people at Facebook, experts in fact-checking according to themselves, suppressed those nuts while the smart people in media called it a conspiracy theory. And guess who was right on this? The nuts. But hey, you should totally believe the experts when they tell you that, no fooling, this time the world really is going to burn to a crisp in 10 years if you peasants don't give up your trucks, cheeseburgers, and freedom. I just bought a new truck. You can't have it. How dare you suspect that their expert opinions come from anything but the purest of sciences? Experts are unaffected by the concerns of you mere mortals, like money, fame, and social acclamation. By the way, enjoy reading Fauci's book on the way of the giant, on the way to that giant BLM march, which experts declare is exempt from COVID restrictions because racism, as embodied by blue-collar cops getting in fights with felons, is a worse danger than a deadly virus the same experts' friends let set loose. Not surprisingly, today everyone wants to be an expert because alleged expertise is power. This has spawned the rise of credentialism. Look how Mrs. Asterisk insists on being called Dr. Asterisk, even though for all it's worth, her ridiculous education doctorate might as well be in phrenology. Nor do you actually need a real field in which to declare yourself an expert. Cheesy frauds who a few years ago were mere race hustlers are now professional anti-racism experts, cashing in big on their expertise scam by shaming leftist snaps at the universities and corporations at five figures a harangue. And the bar just keeps falling as everyone seeks their own expert cred. The survivors of various oppressions, transphobia, fatphobia, phobia, whatever, they're all kind of an expert, too. We're certainly expected to listen to them tell us what they think about daring to challenge them. And then their internet, you know, the internet influencers, their expertise in literally everything is demonstrated by their number of followers. Like the legal experts on Twitter, both with and without law degrees, sharing the full and fool benefit of their inexperience on legal questions, and inevitably getting it not just wrong, but massively, incoherently, inexcusably wrong. There's a cure for this plague of experts, and it's called accountability. And that is the bane of experts, so the ruling caste has dispensed with it. They've gotten rid of it. The real reason the elite hated Trump was not that he was an ideological conservative, because he only sort of was, or that he tweeted mean things. They like mean things, except when they're directed at them. It was that Trump identified the failures of the best and the brightest and called them out. And there's nothing these experts hate more than challenges to the authority they think they deserve. They don't hold their own members accountable, by the way. But we normal people can. So, you know, experts. It'd be great if they weren't too busy shooting themselves in the foot all the time, wouldn't it? Going to be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, please. More than ever today, more than any time that I can remember, it has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. And this has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.